It's Goodwill Wednesday. And on the phone is Kareem Cook and Claude Tellis. Did I say it right?
That's right. Fantastic.
Kareem and Claude, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
They're the owners of NatureAid, and the topic is about the National Geo Wild's new series, Pet Talk. Pet Talk. What is that?
Pet Talk?
No, that's not right.
This is the black-owned vitamin and supplement.
Oh, yeah. Okay, scratch that. Okay. you're the owner of the largest black-owned vitamin and supplement company in the country.
Yes, yep.
And you have a social mission, it says, to make being healthy cool.
And, yes, sir.
And how are you doing that?
Well, I'll start. My name is Kareem Cook. And, Claude and I have known each other for over 20 years. And, we just think that, first of all, we come from families where people have diabetes, hypertension, high blood pressure, cancer. And if you're from one of our families, from the time you're born,
black.
We are black. Yeah.
When you name all that,
When you name Kareem, there's about a 99.9% chance you're black in America.
No, but when you name all those symptoms, diabetes, health, all those health symptoms, that's when you know somebody's black.
Exactly. And so, we originally started a healthy vending machine company out in Los Angeles.
An oxymoron?
A healthy vending machine?
That it was until we came along.
That's
and then
cool.
What we decided to do was put water, juices. We went against child obesity here in L.A., started a healthy vending machine company, put them in all the schools, got the law changed, and eventually, based on our company and what we accomplished, it's illegal now to sell junk food in the public high schools and middle schools in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Mm. So that was the original company. And then in 2012, we bought a company that had been around since 1926, called NatureAid, and we bought that with the purpose of bringing health and wellness and to combat diabetes and other diseases brought about by your diet to the urban community, i.e. the black community, as well as other communities that suffer from the same types of ailments that our community suffers.
That's great. I mean, you made enough money from the vending machine to buy a vitamin company. How many vending machines did you put in the schools?
Well, at the end of the day, we were entrepreneurs, which means we started with zero in 2002.
2002?
And then by 2004, we had about 120 schools we had about over 1,000 machines, 1,200 wow. machines in the schools.
Wow. That's awesome.
Actually,
And what was the number one supplement in the machines that the kids were buying?
Water, believe it or not. But we also put juices. We put, we worked with some companies that had carbonated juices. But really, it was water was our main. But the thing is, we had to educate them as to why they would want to switch over from soda to water. And that's when we discovered the thesis of making it cool to be healthy. We started bringing some of our celebrity friends, the cats at the barbershop, to do assemblies where they talk about, hey, man, this is what I do to stay healthy. And then when that didn't work, we would just scare them to death. We would just bring a doctor in there and show them videos of kids getting their limbs amputated. And then he would say, hey, if you don't change your diet, you're going to be walking around or you're going to be trying to walk around with no legs.
You scared them healthy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
What's the one bad thing that we eat as black people? What is it that you found?
Shoot, I mean, it's all over the place. I obviously eat a lot of fried chicken. You know, we all drink, a lot of people drink sodas. We eat a lot of simple carbs that like rice and pasta and bread. And obviously we, everyone drinks a lot of alcohol, but sometimes alcohol leads to those, to other bad health.
and really, I think all of those things lead to sugar, right? So sugar is really the thing that's killing our society, because that leads to diabetes as well as cancer.
And I think the biggest thing about sugar is that we all don't know how much sugar is in the stuff that we eat.
It's in everything in the grocery store. Everything in the grocery store.
Absolutely. And so one of the things we just want to do is educate and have people understand just how much sugar is in what you eat And as we've gone on our own journey learning about this, running this company, we learned that a plant-based lifestyle is one of the cleanest ways you can eat. And
you mean
and
vegan?
As we bought Natrade and moved into our hit product, Vegan Smart, we really learned that there's a lot of benefits with eating plant-based as well as low sugar. And that's the message we want to bring to the community.
Is there one vitamin that we cannot live without? Like if we say, I can't take vitamins. I take a lot of vitamins, but I have friends who say, I can't take them. So is there one that would help us to, you know, in any way or always?
You know, that's a tough question. You know, a lot of different people have different makeup of what they need. So that's a hard question for me to answer. Let me just answer it this way and say that, you know, the products that we focus on are high in protein and low in sugar. And so what we try to do is focus people on having a high protein diet and a low sugar diet. And so our hit product, Vegan Smart, accomplishes that.
And so, do you do that? Do you take that once a day or as a meal supplement three times a day? How does that work?
Yeah, so basically it's a meal replacement. Mm-hmm. And what we're just trying to do is I heard Tom mention vegan, and really we're not trying to turn everyone vegan, but we're trying to get people to do, because we know that that's 5% of the population. And with our community, we're starting from negative. So that's a tough task. What we're trying to do is get you to incorporate more plant-based products into your diet, right? And by eliminating the processed meat to an extent, lowering your sugar intake, you'll be a lot more healthy. And so that product, you know, so our products are basically meal replacement. You take it instead of breakfast, take it instead of lunch. You know, it's breakfast for me every day.
All right. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have questions for Claude and Karim about supplements, vitamin supplements, you know, we all take them. Here's your opportunity to talk to the experts at 646464. They'll be around for the next hour.
I wonder if that's bacon flavored, that meal replacement.
Bacon flavored vegan smart. Bacon flavored meal.
I'm trying to help people get this.
If you could make it bacon
flavored, you would make a killing.
A big seller.